This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. County Executive Sam Page not happy with the High Court's ruling to keep Prop B on the April ballot.
Proposition B would give the St. Louis County Council the authority to remove department heads with a supermajority vote. The language of the ballot measure says the goal is to restore, quote, checks and balances, oversight and accountability of the executive branch, close quote. County Executive Sam Page says it's a bad idea.
There is no large functional government that does this. There are occasional small municipalities that will have this feature. St. Louis County is an enormous operation. It's as big as some small states. It is not the type of government that would function well to be run by a commission.
Page says if the voters don't like the department heads, they can vote him out so that they can be replaced by a new administration.
It runs more smoothly when the department directors that are responsible for a multi-million dollar budget receive direction from one person and not from seven or eight different people.
The election is April 8th, and Prop B only needs a simple majority to pass. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery being sued by the deputy who was told to roll the dice to determine if he would be granted leave.
Sheriff Alfred Montgomery defends his actions, saying the dice was a ploy to de-escalate the situation, later claiming then-Deputy Tony Kirchner was armed and under emotional distress. Kirchner, after announcing his defamation suit, says fake dice and deception is not a part of de-escalation training.
I've spent the last 5 years as a CIT officer building my name, several commendations from Officer of the Year, multiple mental health pickups. I take pride in my work, and I've been an advocate for mental health.
Kirchner's attorney says they plan to file additional lawsuits against Montgomery, including for wrongful termination. She adds someone needs to investigate Montgomery immediately. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A spokesperson for Montgomery would not comment on the suit, only saying the sheriff's actions were lawful.
A St. Louis man faces up to life in prison after being found guilty of killing his adoptive father and another man in their Godfrey home 4 years ago. Madison County State's Attorney Tom Hain reacted after Monday's guilty verdict in the trial of 26-year-old Bryce Andrews.
The judge agreed that this defendant was not insane, but was just evil and had committed these horrific acts for whatever reason, but out of malice of heart.
More details released on Sunday's discovery of four bodies in a Bloomington, Illinois home. Police say their investigation revealed it was an act of domestic violence. 33-year-old Christopher Simmons of Bloomington accused of fatally shooting his girlfriend, her 13-year-old son, and another adult woman before turning the gun on himself. Police say if you suspect anyone is suffering from domestic violence in Illinois, resources are available through the website 211illinois.org.
Longtime opponent of sports gambling in Missouri and newly elected Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, has rejected emergency applications by the Missouri Gaming Commission to allow casinos to license as early as June. The amendment approved by voters says rules must be approved no later than December 1st. Is there any loophole that could be exploited? Here's KMOX legal analyst Brad Young.
The only way that I'm aware of that you could go past that December 1st deadline is if there were some proposals for rules, and those rules were then involved in further litigation that would require clarification from the courts.
The Missouri Gaming Commission says they will be focusing on rules they also submitted, which would launch sports betting in late August. KMOX has reached out to the Secretary of State's office for further comment, and we're awaiting response.
Missourians are not immune from the cuts to federal workers. At a Belton town hall Monday, they let their anger be heard.
Dozens of Missourians crowded at the hall and directed their discontent at Missouri Republican Representative Mark Alford after he said, God has a plan for all the terminated Kansas City workers. Alford also told the angry crowd, Musk has contracts with the federal government.
But he is also, I think, doing an effective job.
Conflict of interest!
The Kansas City Star reports that Alford also said, quote, just because you have a government job doesn't mean it's a lifetime appointment like the Supreme Court. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, the Sarah Lou Cafe in the Greaterville neighborhood was a social hub and gathering place for generations from 1945 to 2002. In 2018, the building on St. Louis Avenue, built in 1906, made Missouri's most in peril list. Now the city of St. Louis seeking bids for a contractor to make structural repairs. The city owns the property through the Land Reutilization Authority.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.